gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Bulls on Tap. I am your boy Buzz. I'm joined by my dude Goose, aka Bulls Scripted. We're here to recap the Bulls 106-99 loss to the San Antonio fucking Spurs. Because why not? Because why not? You know, why not do that? Before we, you know, get into this depression, be sure you're going on tapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at Bulls on Tap, at On Tap Sportsnet. Following Goose at Bull Scripted. Following me at Buzz on Tap. Anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us. 5-star rating and review, because that shit's cool and tough. What the fuck happened, dude? Okay? Like, I'm mad. Like, a lot of the alcohol is coming out right now, too. But what happened?
I don't know. I mean, I'm more shell-shocked.
I can see the shocked look on your face still.
You take, it
hasn't registered yet.
No, I mean, I guess you take your two best bench players off the bench, and now your league-leading bench is a league-worst bench. I guess at some point you have to change some of these variables if you want a different result, because you can't have Thad and Saddle with both units, and you can't hide Kobe and Wendell. I don't know. I mean, tonight, Lowry sucked it up. Too. I mean, you can't be a horrible defensive player and only give me 8 points. I can't have that either. I mean, did he end up with 10?
Yeah, he had 10. He ended up with 10 on 4-for-10 shooting.
I know he had 5 headed into the fourth. So, yeah, no. I mean, 10 isn't enough for me either. I don't care if it's two.
It took him 10 shots to get there.
Yeah.
Like the whole game. Like, you guys had a huge lead just. Despite the fact everybody was sucking ass besides, I don't know, Zach and Thad.
I'm shell-shocked. Like, I thought we were going to get away with it. We still had a 13-point lead headed into the fourth. Then the Spurs went on a crazy-ass fucking run. And, you know, then we had a little fight. Billy went back to the starters early. We had full starters back out on the floor with like 9 minutes left in the fourth, and we started scoring. And then we got the lead back up to like 6 or 8, and it was like, all right, okay.
Okay.
We weathered it, and then nothing. Oh my God.
There's a fucking weather in that storm. It's like, yeah, we got this shit. Turnover three. Okay. Yeah, that the fuck you go. Yeah, I do need to run point. I mean, if I could be as good as Kirk Heinrich, this team be in great shape. That's for sure. What up, Ty Stacks? Yeah, I don't know, man. That was crazy shit.
Did you try to talk to your captain pregame when the Bulls
I did. I did. Yeah, he answered one of my questions. I told you when I met him in person, I asked him to come on Bulls on Tap. He just said he doesn't do podcasts. So like, I didn't want to like feel bad about myself, so I just pretend he doesn't do any of them, which might be true.
He does work for the Bulls front office. Maybe he's not really allowed to. I don't know.
Yeah, he might not be. Yeah.
we'll take that one. That'll save our pride a little bit too.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better. It sounds a lot better than what I was going to say. But, you know, going throughout the game here, I mean, they start off super high. I mean, the Bulls come out, dude. They score 31 points first quarter, 17 San Antonio, 27-23 in favor of Chicago in the second. They're only outscored by 5 in the third. The Bulls, that is, 27-22, outscored by 20 in the fourth. And the turnovers, once again.
How many points do we end up with in the fourth?
We only ended up with 19 in the fourth.
19. Okay, so we ended up getting 10 more than what I tweeted from 9. That was all just kind of a blur to the end. I didn't even want to watch.
It's just the fucking turnover. 17 turnovers tonight. You know, like, it's ridiculous.
So, do you agree with Billy going back to Kobe at the end, though? Because we had absolutely no ball movement at the end. Everybody was playing.
Everybody was stagnant as fuck. I don't really give a shit, I guess.
You don't really give a shit?
No, because if he's trying to fucking develop them and get them better, I mean, it's better than Sato. Everybody clamoring for Sato. I mean, like, Sato's so good, and it's just like he makes the team so much better. It's like, yeah, you're right. He makes the team so much better from a fucking AC to the 10th. Like, it's great. Like, you know, I get it. Like, I like Sato too. I do think he's better, but like, this is where the lines get blurred in what we were talking about last night.
So, did the Bulls tell on themselves? Is that what happened tonight?
Yeah.
Tell on themselves?
Yeah, I think that's what happened, man. I think that's what happened.
So
their bench is so fucked without Sato and Thad, it's not even funny.
All right. So if that's the case, then are you allowed to get rid of those guys? Or do you just have to absolutely do nothing to this roster and live with whatever happens? Because if you trade them, you piss Zach LaVine off enough to where, hey, maybe I don't sign an extension this offseason. Maybe I see what you do in free agency. And, you know, I see how unrestricted free agency goes. If I want to stay, I stay. If I want to go somewhere else to go win basketball games, maybe I leave. You know, so it's kind of a weird situation.
It's a lane. You need to pick a lane. That's what it comes down to. Pick a lane of what you want to do and who you want to be.
And if that's the case, and if we're picking the lane that we need to keep Zach LaVine happy at this point, because he's proved enough to you in however many games, even though we have a losing record, that he is that dude and you can build around him, then you need to improve this roster somehow to where you don't have Ryan Archie Diakonos ever seeing the court. He
should never be in the – I don't care if people like his hustle. Like the fucking Kirk.
The bun's gone.
Right. I'm sure he's a good guy. I am. I'm sure he's a great guy. But like the Kirk comparisons that I was seeing tonight, I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. You never watched Kirk Heinrich play basketball. Then I'm sorry. If you're like him or you don't, you never watched him play basketball if you compare him to Archie. Period. But
baby Kirk kind of rubs you the wrong way.
You better knock it off right now. So you better knock shit off.
AK, do me a favor. Don't get rid of Archie. I don't really like him, but if baby Kirk will get buzz going, that's all that matters.
Yeah, right. Fucking A. Oh, I'm so mad right now. It's unbelievable. But if he's on the court for you, you don't have a good rotation.
No, we said that last year.
I've said that every fucking game that I see him in, even like unless it's a blowout, which are few and far between. Denzel, I don't know what he's doing to me. He's literally fucking with my head. Like, what is he doing?
Well, I mean, we can't really even blame him. I don't think he saw the floor in the second half. So,
oh, no, he only saw the floor fucking, what was it? He only saw the floor 7 minutes tonight. It was 7 fucking minutes too much.
It was 7 minutes too much, but we can't even blame him for the second half. Like, that step back, turn around, fading.
Are you talking about after the offensive rebound where the clock reset? Yeah. Yeah. I dude, they did this shit on purpose just to piss me off tonight. I'm pretty sure.
No, I wish we were still in a season where I could be happy about this and just not completely blown away and like, all right, what are you doing? Like, you have to make a trade. Like, don't let somebody get on the plane to the next game with this team. Somebody's got to be gone. Get rid of them. Just pick somebody. Pick somebody. Make a fucking deal that improves this roster, because you cannot do that. Because now we play a real basketball team the next game.
Well, at this point, I'm ready to sell my soul and my left nut for them to do something. Both at the same time.
What, aren't you kidding? It's Nipson anyway, so I do not really need it anymore.
I guess you're right. Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
It's whatever. That might be cheating. The soul's probably still worth
it. Yeah, the soul is still in it, but the left nut is invalid. It doesn't work anymore. It's like a fucking credit card decline if I gave it to somebody. It's already been reversed. But, I mean, my God, dude. Like, it's what we were talking about, like, our confusion last night, just to being like, what the fuck is this? And then coming into tonight.
And first half, you think, yes, all right.
They're in a stride. They're about to go 3-0 with the new lineup. That's what I thought. And I was like, first half looked great. Unbelievable. Ball movement, hitting their shots, getting to the rim, Lowry looking aggressive. Second half, right my ass. They were just done. Like, no, and I don't.
I have this thing called a press and a trap, and we're going to see how you react. And the Bulls did not react well at all.
I gotta find a way to, Goose. I gotta figure out a fucking way to do this where I get hurt, right? And I play minimal minutes. You know, basketball game is 48 minutes. I'm getting like 15 to 18 minutes a game, and I'm making $28 million. I gotta fucking figure that out too.
I've already decided. That my first kid is gonna be a kicker. That's where the money's at, man. You're not allowed to hit the kicker. They make millions when they're really fucking good. And all you got to do is be able to put that ball through that upright in any weather condition from any distance. And that's something you can practice by yourself. You don't need a whole team to practice that. So my kid's going to be a kicker, man. That is the only hope for a 5'11", probably mainly white kid.
Just don't name him Cody, okay?
No. no Cody, no Parky, and he will not practice aiming at poles either.
Right on. Well, before we get into the next game, going to bring you a ad read from Manscaped. Be sure to go to manscaped.com using promo code ONTAP for 20% off and free shipping. You get the Lawnmower 3.0. You get their awesome kit with their travel bag, which is made out of leather, which is pretty fucking dope if you ask me. You get all this awesome stuff with Manscaped. Be sure you're checking them out. Manscaped.com, promo code ONTAP, 20% off free shipping. All right, next game. The Nuggets.
The Nugs, man.
23-16. That's on Friday, because tomorrow's the 17th, right?
Yeah. So if Arturis' old team embarrasses the Bulls on back-to-back games, does he blow the roster up?
Yeah, I think he's way too level-headed to do something like that off the bat.
I know.
Oh, okay. I thought you were fucking around. Okay. I mean, you know where I stand on this. I want a point guard. And I thought Kobe might be able to do it. I wanted to see him do it. And I would have rather, even where we're at right now, as frustrating as this loss is, I'd rather see Kobe for more than half the season like he did run the point guard position than it be Sato all year. Just to see what we had. That's me personally.
You like, had to do it. Especially with how he finished the year.
Right. It's just me personally. That's what I wanted.
He started this year. He had stretches. Our issue is our team is not built to have three completely horrible defenders in Kobe, Zach, and Lowry in the same lineup when Pat isn't quite the defender that we need him to be yet and Wendell might not be the defender that we think he is. But we just don't have the defensive, you know, players to fill the holes to cover that. Maybe no team does. Maybe that's just an impossible feat, having those three guys on the floor at the same time, unless for whatever reason they're all out on the same night. So there's got to be some shuffling, and we've known that since the season started. But when it happens is all a matter of our tourists, and he's shown to be extremely patient. Maybe he thinks the best thing is for them to ride this out entirely.
Well, I'll be dead by then. So, I mean, he fucking, you know, figures it out afterwards. I'm glad that maybe I can look up, depends on where the fuck I'm at, you know, and see him start doing better.
I only get you for 8 more days. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, dude, I'm like, that's what I mean. It's like, God, I go into this thing in my head. It's just like, I don't want to see monumental downfalls anymore like that. I had enough of that last year. Like, and I'm not blaming Billy at all. You know, it's just Billy, like, it's like in baseball, you know what I'm saying? Like when they bring in a good manager and then they blame the manager because his fucking guys aren't hitting. It's like,
you have Ryan Arcidiacono, Denzel Valentine,
right?
Geno Felicio, Luke Kornet. You have like over a third of your roster that is completely unplayable.
You have like computer generated players in the second round from 2K at the end of your bench now. Or on your bench because fucking Thad and Sato are in the starting lineup. And
and we don't have any official reports, but I can't think of his name. I don't even think I follow him. It just pops up on my feed all the time because he always is on his shit. But there are reports that the Bulls are receiving interest on Sato. So, you know.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I mean, Sato would be good for a team that's trying to contend right now or a team that's might be in worse shape than the Bulls to try to help a young guy along the way. I mean, Sato's got some value there. Like, but if Sato's your starting point guard and you're truly competitive, you're probably not truly competitive.
No, yeah. Sato needs to be your backup point guard. If he's your backup point guard, you're in a good position. But to that point, and I already tweeted this, but if you're AK and you know you have value out there for Sato, turn Sato plus Lowry into Lonzo or something. I don't care at this point. Do something bold that shakes this up, that makes this roster work with Zach. Lonzo, Zach, Pat sounds pretty damn good to me. And if that costs me Sato and Lowry and we save cap in that scenario somehow, fuck it. You know, like at some point we just need to do something, because riding with the same roster and having collapses like this isn't good for anybody. And part of it's the Bulls don't know how to play with the lead. They're not used to this. They're used to playing from behind like the Spurs did. They're not used to playing with a 20-point lead. That's new, uncharted territory.
Well, fucking figure it out, you know?
I mean, that shouldn't be a hard thing to figure out. Just, like, don't play like shit for two quarters. I don't know.
Right. I mean, they have a huge test coming up, too, on Friday. You know, I mean, RJ Hampton's going to be out. Gary Harris is going to be out. And Monte Morris is going to be out. But you still got the Joker and Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. I mean, you got a good team over here in Denver. Okay. Like, you know, so this is an issue. You know, Will Barton, who's a bad motherfucker still. You know, they have a good team.
It's a game we should be playing from behind. So we maybe we'll stay competitive and not, you know, lose our focus and let somebody come back from a 23-point lead.
Oh, that's what they need to do. They need to fucking stay focused. They need to regroup on their day off. I understand this was the second coming out of a back-to-back, but
they got young. Pressed. They blew the other team out. It's not like they played. They didn't have to play a full game.
I was going to say that too, because Zach only played 31 minutes last night.
Didn't touch the floor in the fourth.
Right.
You know, Thad played 22 minutes. So I don't want to hear that shit. I get the schedule's rough right now, but you've got three easy teams and you need three wins. This would have tied you for the eighth seed. Now that carrot is back further down the road, and you don't even deserve it. Like, they told on themselves tonight. And until they fix this shit, I don't know if I want to be in the playoffs.
I don't. Like, yeah, it'd be great, you know, for development, but like we said last night.
That's a participation trophy, man.
Right. I don't know. I think the worst thing in a kick in my nads would be fucking like the 9 or 10 seed, and then you just fucking make it from there, you know? Like,
well, like I said on the previous show, I'd be all right with double dipping. If we go in 9 and 10 and we get to play a meaningful game or two, and then we're still picking in the lottery and we get a shot in the lottery to end up in the top four, I'd be all right with that. But not playing like this, maybe not with this roster. Like, I kind of want some change. But I've wanted change for a while, so my opinion's biased. But after watching that, I don't know how you can't want change.
Right. You have anything else to say about this one, or what we're looking forward to and what the people should be expecting for Friday night?
No, I mean, I'd hope you'd expect a hungry team looking to try to wipe away this embarrassment that they showed tonight after playing a really good first half. I mean, the Bulls didn't shoot very well in the first half, and obviously neither did the Spurs until, like, the fourth quarter. But I expect them to come out. Whether it's going to result in a win or not, well, I guess we'll watch and see, or maybe some people won't after tonight. But Denver's not going to roll over, and the Bulls are going to need a performance from Lowry Markkanen that isn't 10 points. That's for damn sure. I don't know. After that collapse, what is there to say?
That fucking sucked. I'm mad, dude. Like, I'm mad after that. I hate losses like that. You know, I really do. I can't get on board with it. I can't even be cordial about it. It's just, like, are you kidding? You know, like, I don't know, man. We got a lot of figuring out to do. A lot of figuring out to do, not a lot of time to fucking figure it out.
Get those bachelor bags packed. Have them ready.
Yeah, no shit, man.
8 days.
Yep.
Getting on that plane, might not be.
We'll give one of them a rose and say, go ahead and fucking do what you got to do, man. Man. Well, that's all I have. I know that's all you have. Everybody, be sure to go on tapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following everybody on Twitter, Bulls on Tap at On Tap Sportsnet, Goose at Bull Scripted, me at Buzz on Tap. Anywhere you can listen to the podcast, 5-star rating and review. Just so everybody knows here on the pod, real quick, we have now, it's official, I can announce it, we have partnered with BetRivers. Casino. So if you download their app, go to their website, use promo code ONTAP. They will match anything up to $250 that you put in. So you put in $250, they're going to give you $250. Bet Rivers Casino is partnered with ONTAP, promo code ONTAP if you use them. And then if you have not seen yet, we've partnered up with Grandstand as well. Check out GrandstandSocks.com. Follow them on Instagram. All that cool stuff to enter a awesome giveaway. But you have to go check that out on ONTAPSportsSet.com or over at Socks on Tap. We can get free money if we deposit our money there, Goose.
Free money? I like free money. Do you
like free money? Yeah, I like free money. I mean, shit. You know, put 25, you know, someone might not have 250 to put in, but if they have 25 and they want to put it in, they get a fucking free 25 bucks. So you just doubled your shit. Now you have 50 bucks.
And then you could have bet on the Bulls tonight and been even more pissed when they blew a 23-point lead.
We're supposed to be selling it, not fucking.
Do you have a gambling problem?
Call 1-800. I bet on the fucking Bulls. That's, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be back Friday night. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Let's go, Bulls.